So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Heart care, here for good. More at virtua.org/hereforgood.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It is Dom time. Scott Presser will be joining us momentarily. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. The story of the shutdown in Pennsylvania now starts to move to center ring. Marsville School District out there in Bucks County says the district will have to shut down January 30th if Pennsylvania's budget deadlock continues. And again, now this is one where the media is complicit. Democrats clearly are the ones, Josh Shapiro and others, driving this. Stacey Garrity would lend them the money. They can pass a bill. There'd be no interest to pay on that to keep them afloat. Let's see if these school districts start shutting down. Are we going to see this continual blaming of Republicans? But when it comes to what happened here, is it the candidates? That's what's being floated out, some of the Trump officials, that really, that disturbs me. I'm also looking at, it's not on the Trump side, it's a low propensity voter. On the other side, young women, and I think in the polling, we're defining this as under 30, 81% for Mondani in New York, 80% for Cheryl in Jersey, 78% from Spanberger in Virginia per the NBC's exit polls. And what drives that? Abortion. And I know we're not going to pass a law that says Democrats can't bring up abortion, even though it's in the state constitution. We all know that in Jersey. What Republicans have to do with each, it's the playing field, and it's difficult, particularly in Jersey. They have to come up with strategies to defeat not only the ideology, which is silly and deadly at times, of Democrats. They have to defeat the media. All true. And that is where we are. That's what you have to do to win rather than just complain about it. You got to do it. So where Republican candidates like Jack Ciattarelli, deficient, just not appealing enough, aggressive enough, call it what you will, I don't see it. Now, we're close to it. I think Matt and Rich even closer since they're in Jersey. They have longer political actual working in the field. And last night, stunning. We're kidding with Maddie's at the bar over there. We had a split screen going on with YouTube. And suddenly, we're like, uh-oh. Not going to be any celebration here tonight. Suddenly, it went from all this talk that we had in the 7 o'clock hour to a one-point election, something like that, to people calling the election for Mikey Sherrill. I'm still stunned by that. I gave you some of the sense I have of what drove that. She did do better in some of these Democrat counties, Essex, Hudson, than Democrats have been doing, and we project it. Why? That's the great unknown. Hispanic voters, it seems to be in the mind, right, wrong, or indifferent. They gave Trump some time to fix the economy because of what Biden did, and it's not fixed yet in their minds. They're blaming Trump by extension, so vote against Jack Ciattarelli. It's insanity to think anybody concerned about affordability. Let me put it to you this way. At least Mondani has a compelling case if you're ignorant. These voters are ignorant. Yeah, they're ignorant of socialism, that it's been done before. It's not a new idea. At least that's understandable. How is Mikey Sherrill understandable to do anything about affordability in Jersey? And Matt Maroney and I talking about it last night, and he's right. She had the resources early on. The big lie. On day one, she's going to do something to go against the evil corporate entities who have messed up energy costs in Jersey. And I'm not saying these people bought into it completely, but they bought into it enough that it helped her on the prime issue, the economy affordability. I mean, this is not an easy battlefield where you have people in Jersey wanting to believe something because they've grown up as Democrats, as progressives, and they want to believe in magic dust. That's the way it is. All right. You know, micromanaging this? Are there other areas that Jack Chitterelli could have hit even harder? Arguably, yeah, but I think he ran an unbelievable campaign. The metrics were there, the polling, the crowds, the excitement, the event we did in Wildwood. I'm behind the scenes witnessing this up close. That didn't mean I thought he was definitively going to win. That'd be crazy in Jersey. And look at her. This is a milquetoast candidate at best. And yet still we have this type of loss. All right. We're circling Scott Presler here.
Worried about him.
Yeah. Now, he'll come through here. He'll suck it up. And I mean, he's getting all the accolades. One guy on Twitter says something. Yeah, you're Scott Presler. And immediately the mob is after him. To say they want the RNC and others replaced again and give all the money to Scott Presler. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's the one that galvanizes. And he, look, let's take a look at Presler, what he did here. He took the Supreme Court race, which was a sleeper of sleepers. People don't get excited over this. You know, historically, only one has been knocked out. And he put it in the center ring. And Henry, literally, I'm not making up. Try, and I'll be respectful, but try for Johnny Dock's brother to come on. This guy's got a big mouth. He's out there touting this and all, and we'll talk about it. Johnny Dock's brother telling us that we have politicized the bench. Can you imagine a guy like this coming up with the Dougherty clan talking to us that we're politicizing it? Why did we make it so rather than just on the integrity of these judges? They have no integrity. They're rogue judges, all the stuff they've been involved. So Presler took that second to none. Democrats spent millions to beat it back on that. But it was an actual issue. Usually, you know, when we talk radio off air with the host, with Greg, whatever, I was talking to him today. For an off-year election, this was stunning how much interest. It wasn't just Jersey. Things like the judges contest, things like Bucks County, Virginia, after the attorney general thing surfaced there. And just the Mondani, of course, in New York. This was exciting for the off-year of off-year elections, unparalleled. How were we 0-4 everything here? I can't find a win. DJ's been texting me saying, yeah, you asked me to find a win in California, Proposition 50. Now, this is where the battle's going to be. They want to gerrymander. They want to now come up with, in California, knocking out every Republican. You won't see any more of them. Virginia, the same kind of thing going on in their legislature. It's going to be a ferocious battle over Congress. I have to say, Mike Johnson is not leading the charge effectively here at this point. I mean, this is warfare to continue to hold the Congress, because if we don't, you know what will happen. You know what the game plan is. So between now and then, we have to see a market uptick in more affordability. And President Trump is the only person in America that could do this. And it can't be just one remark here and there. He's got to be at a fireplace or whatever, heart-to-heart talk with the low-propensity Trump voters and demand they turn out in the midterms. If you don't do that and they continue to do their nonsense, you're going to lose. We've convinced people on mail-in balloting. People have come around. You remember how hard that was? So do you think in Jersey it was Jack Chitterelli? Or was it one segment of the voters? I'm calling it as I see it. It was not Jack Chitterelli. I don't see it. In my judgment, years of doing this, he ran an excellent all-out campaign. We had people like Presler in there. The other guy, too. I'm sorry, I'm blanking on his name. Come to me. That knocked on 500,000 doors.
Cliff Maloney.
Cliff Maloney. Thank you. Yeah, Maloney. Okay. Who's sort of a Scott Presler, a little bit of a different thing he does. But yeah, Cliff Maloney, Scott Presler, they brought in Jack Posobiec. So it must be the candidate then, or it must be the Republicans who run thing. On Twitter, you're seeing people say that get them rid of all them. Is it? I mean, how? What more do they have to do? What was so compelling about Mikey Sherrill in Jersey? What? Nothing is the answer. Any number of these people are lazy and didn't show up to vote. All right, I hope Scott's okay. So keep texting him here. Tell him, you know, I may have to text him during the break. Dom's Money Melody coming up. Let me take a couple callers here. Let's go to Robespierre in Overbrook. I thought he'd be in Paris today. Or Frankfurt Airport. Robespierre, welcome back to the show. Hi.
Frankfurt Airport.
Yes.
Good Lord. Hello. Long time no talk to. Listen, Cittarelli kept saying in all of his ads, he kept hammering it home that there was this education crisis in New Jersey. And
there
New
is.
Jersey has the top.
No, it doesn't.
Well, New Jersey has the top education, the top students in the country.
No, they don't.
Okay?
No, wait a minute, Robespierre. By any, and I'll tell you, look, I'll take the partisanship away. When they used to make, that argument, there was some credibility as far as results, even though how abysmal it is. You're aware that in the Newark's, Camden's of the world, I mean, beyond abysmal, third world, it is no longer in that realm. It's slid out of the top 10 at this point, which is still decent, but all that
well,
money,
then
all the stuff
I must be looking
that goes,
at the left-leaning media. That
well,
must be all I look at because I keep seeing that it's number one, and this is being touted by folks in Jersey.
Well, it's untrue. It's untrue, and I would debate anybody would set them up. I'll debate them in wherever they want. They are not.
Okay, next time you set up for an afternoon somewhere in Cape May, I'll come down and we'll holler about it together.
Okay, all
thanks.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Robespierre. Yeah, well, next time we do it at Mulligan's, it is a great. No, that used to be true that they were highly evaluated. Many school districts are very good, but the abysmal rate of some of them drags it down. They are not, I would say, by most measures, even in the top 10. So all that spending, all that money. And the other thing is that they're one of the leaders in the country. They are abysmal when it comes to parental rights. They hate parental rights. They're one of the capitals of saying, hey, the kid wants to be called by they, them, or Z, or X, or whatever. We're going to do that. We're not going to tell you. Again, did Jack prosecute that issue enough? Maybe not. I would do it even more. Because when people hear that, wait a minute, the parent doesn't? Yeah, that's what they're saying. The parent doesn't have a right to know. Ryan Walters was here in studio leading the charge against teachers unions and labeled them, and he's right, as the biggest purveyors of transgenderism in schools, including not telling the parents boys and girls sports, etc. Did Jack prosecute that well? I think he did. I just cannot put the blame. And that's what this has to be. Where is the blame? Where is the accountability? What I like people that are blaming today, because the other people are just saying, move on. We got this car wreck here. We don't know why. We don't care. We just want to see what Trump's going to do next. Do you put the blame on Cittarelli and his crew? No, not even a little bit. Or do you put it on the lack of engagement in Jersey with Trump voters? Jeff Andrew will be here at 2:30. I'm going to ask him. Let's go to Gary in Newtown. Gary on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Gary. Welcome in.
Thank you, Don. Thank you very much. I think it's pronounced Benvuto and Costa. Welcome home. Welcome home.
Well, thank you, Gary, very much.
I just caught up. I've been listening off and on, and I'll say the blame, in my opinion, has always been us. When I say us, the guy you had on from Oklahoma, Brian, was it?
Yeah, Ryan Walters, yes.
Ryan Walters. It's the machine. They have 30, 40, 50 years of machine that we're trying to combat against, and we just need to keep plugging along with people like Scott Pressler and the like. It's going to take time, and
okay.
It's going to take pain, and it's going to take work.
Okay, now let me give you the counter.
Let
me give you the counter to that, though. One thing you're leaving, and I buy what you're saying. That's great advice. How come in 24 we were able to do it? There's only one reason why. Trump was on the ticket.
Trump. It's
okay.
Energy.
Well, you know what?
It's
Gary,
energy.
I got it. You put it, that's it's crazy. These people are addicted to that. There's no other Trump out there. So what do we do with these people that only want to vote when Trump is on the ticket? We give them a pass?
No, you're 100% right. It is crazy. I'm not debating, nor would I argue.
Okay.
Not even close. But I'll say they've got the machine. When I say they've got the machine, the Democrats for my entire adult life have always done better than us because they were always in lockstep. Number one, the teachers union, the public unions, they all had off yesterday. I don't know about
right.
you. Well,
that's
you
right.
were fine.
You're right. Yep.
That's something right there. And people, if they're not energized by something, they're not going to go. And when I said pain, what I meant by pain is, okay, my taxes went up a little bit, but I'm still able to get by. Is it going to be that bad? No. But we're going to see the pain come in New York City in the next 4 years.
Exactly. Okay.
And it's a shame, but that's what it's going to take.
That's reasonable. Gary, what's your side today?
You and I think you'll agree with me that the root of all evil is the love of money. Not money, but the love of money. And the love of money, in my opinion, can be defined as money or power. And that is defined as greed. So my side answer today is, and I know you're not a big fan of the Lord of the Rings, but it's the precious. It's the precious. Don't give me the precious. And that's the greed. It's the power. It's the greed. It's the love of the money. It's the love of the power. It's the greed.
Gotcha. All right, Gary. Riveting call as always. Thank you very much. All right, Henry, we are ready, though, at this point. We're tracing Scott Presler. Hopefully it'll turn up soon. For?
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
All right, we're playing for a pair of tickets, one of our favorite spots, the Zlock Performing Arts Center on the campus of Bucks County Community College this Saturday, November 8th at 3 p.m. Pair of tickets to see classical guitarist Adam Ciccoletti. He'll perform there courtesy of the Zlock Performing Arts Center, and you get the belt for today too if you win. So Henry, what do you have?
Yeah, Dom, so today on the side question, we are asking for that all-time movie prop. And back when I was a student at Bloomsburg University, there was a certain article of clothing I wanted to wear. Never got around to buying it. No, I had more important things to buy, like booze.
There you go. Nicely
yeah.
played. Yes.
Yeah, you know. So in that movie, there is a musical performance by a fictitious band. But what I've learned today in my research here is that this fictitious band put out an album almost 15 years after the movie they were featured in came out. So I want to know the name of this band, not the movie, not the movie. That's too easy. I want to know the name of this band in the movie here. I'm playing one of their songs you would not recognize. I don't think it was played in the movie, but... Yeah, if we need more hints for this one, I'd be disappointed, but I guess we're going to find out. Yeah. So,
all right.
So what the name of this fictitious band that did put out a real album from a very famous movie?
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All
Yeah. Good for playing at functions, I will say as okay. well. They play at a function in the movie. I want to know the name of this fictitious band.
All right, it's 855-839-1210. Hit us with that. You're off to the Zlock. You get the belt for today, and we try to land Scott Presler here, Jeff Andrew at 2:30. You're with Dom on Talk Radio 1210.
Hey, it's Nick Cale. Join us on Veterans Day for a special live broadcast for our Veteran Spotlight from 6 a.m. to noon at Bucks County Estate Traders, 1522 Bethlehem Pike in Hatfield. Each month, we team up with the Travis Mannion Foundation to honor one incredible local veteran, but this time, taking it up a notch and celebrating several amazing local heroes who continue to serve their communities long after their time in uniform. Come out, shake their hands, hear their stories, and show your support. It's all presented by Window Nation. For all of your window and door needs, visit windownation.com. Don't miss it. Veterans Day, November 11th, 6 to noon. Get all the details now at 1210WPHT.com.
250 years ago, a promise was made to connect families and friends near and far. And during the holidays, that promise is more important than ever. That's why USPS is building a better network to meet your needs with timely deliveries, easy and affordable ways to ship, and everything you need to make your season full of holiday cheer. Our purpose is delivering your peace of mind. Knowing your love will arrive, bringing joy to all. The United States Postal Service. Learn more at usps.com/holidays.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. Our licensed sales agents are ready to help you understand your options and choose a Medicare Advantage plan that fits your needs. Things like dental, vision, and hearing coverage are included in every plan. Even offering a yearly cap on out-of-pocket costs for covered medical services. And with access to Humana's large, trusted networks, it's easy to get the quality care you need. Plus, every plan has a $0 or low monthly plan premium, which makes it easier to save, too. So this Medicare planning season, we can help you plan well with Humana. Learn more now at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Cancer. If you've been diagnosed recently, it doesn't have to be as devastating as it may seem. Chances are you didn't just get cancer recently. What you need to do is visit the team at Innovative Medical Associates. Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor and founder of Innovative Medical Associates, has helped hundreds over the years with her unique hydration protocols geared specifically to cancer support. The team is comprised of Dr. Molly Fantasia and her doctors, plus her outstanding nursing staff. With almost 30 years in practice, this Innovative Medical Associates can help you navigate the journey through cancer and beyond. To set up your initial complimentary consultation, contact Innovative Medical Associates at 856-489-0505, 856-489-0505, or visit their website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. Make that appointment, and you'll be on your way to treating cancer as only Innovative Medical Associates knows how.
Hey, it's Rich Zioli. I want to tell you about my friends at Bob's Little Sports Shop. I love Bob's. Family-owned and operated in New Jersey for over 60 years, they stand by the Second Amendment and protecting your freedoms. They also love our veterans. And in honor of Veterans Day, Bob's is offering a Veterans Day special. All veterans can shoot for free and get 15% off ammo on Veterans Day, November 11th. You must show your veteran's ID to receive a discount. Also remember, Bob's is also booking dates now for your holiday get-togethers and private parties. Do something unique and fun this holiday and get the family and friends together for a private party at the range. Bob's is also your hunting headquarters. They have all your hunting gear and equipment in stock, including offering New Jersey State hunting licenses and permits as well. No alcohol or drugs permitted on site. Visit BobsLittleSportsShop.com or visit them on Delsey Drive. Bob's Little Sports Shop, 60 years of protecting our freedom and defending the Second Amendment. BobsLittleSportsShop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
You can listen to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT on the iHeartRadio app.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. Henry's got a mixed bag here of the clue. Let's hear it.
Very familiar, fictitious band. Want to know the name of the band?
All right, Peter in Upper Chichester. Peter, what's the name of the band?
Hey, guys. It brought back to mind that movie Animal House. Although they weren't doing Shout, I think it's Otis Day and the Night.
Wow, that is beautifully done. Nicely played, Peter. You get the belt today, and you're off to the Zloc. All right, we still haven't gotten Scott. We're working on some sound, though. So, you know, this is another sign of the suburbs and horsey country. Chrissy Houlihan now. We're always told about decorum by the Dean of Decency and all the blondies out in the suburbs who are the represented. Mike Johnson's holding a news conference on the government shutdown, et cetera. A news conference with reporters asking questions when Houlihan jumps into the ring and starts heckling over this. Someone who can have access to Johnson, can talk with him in his office, etc. Now, you know that we often hear, well, these three women, the Dean of Decency, Houlihan, and Mary Gay Scanlon, they're all about decorum and civility. Remember all that? When we have this in a second, I think it's pretty telling. After last night, they're just even more obnoxious and aggressive. And the biggest change that I've seen in doing talk radio over the years is how the suburbs have changed. Thank you, Henry, so quick on this. Listen to this. So picture this. This is a news conference with a Republican trying to engage with the media. And it's fine. So maybe I should go wherever the Houlihan is and say I'm a member of the media. I'm just going to keep on asking you questions here. You're doing a news conference. There's no law that said I can't butt in and say this stuff. And she always has that face that says civility, civility, as she voted against the Lake and Riley Act. Yeah, how many women are going to die in America if Houlihan had their way with illegal aliens here? All right, so here's Johnson, and here's Congresswoman Chrissy Houlihan. Mike Johnson?
Good. I've called on somebody else. Go ahead. We're having a press conference. Thank you. Go ahead.
I am part of the American people.
Yes, ma'am. And you should respect free speech. What's the question?
Respect free speech.
What's the question?
I'm asking you a question if you're ready to have a conversation with the other side. You represent
I can't hear you because we have someone who doesn't respect the rights of their colleagues over here.
You have an obligation not just to...
I'd love to talk with you. Wait. I'd love to talk with you. Come to my office, okay?
You have an obligation.
To call the leadership of both parties and bring us together and solve this problem together.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about it. I've been doing that. We did that before the shutdown began. We went to the White House. We went and sat in front of the Resolute desk. We brought Leader Jeffries and Leader Schumer in, and we had a discussion. The president said, please don't shut the government down. It would cause all this pain to the American people. This has never happened before. It's a clean, nonpartisan CR that every Democrat, including you, voted no on September 19th. You voted to shut down the government. You voted to stop SNAP benefits. You voted to not pay the troops, not pay TSA, Border Patrol. You may regret it now, but that's your vote, and it's on the record. So the president had his hand, and they didn't want to have a dialogue or debate. They thumbed their nose in it at him, and he had to do it. Appreciate it. Thanks for your input. Somebody give me a question that's real.
All right. Pretty good by Johnson there. So here's the point that I resent. This is a Republican news conference, meaning with members of the media, and there is a certain, he said it there, your colleagues, et cetera, particularly from these three women whose whole shtick is decorum and civility. Remember the Dean of Decency? We first got on that. She said, guy comes in a rainstorm to one of her events. I walked in the rain just to tell you, decency. Go to Washington. Decency. Do we have the dean?
Decency.
Yeah. Well, is it decent what the Houlihan? No, the Houlihan thinks in the suburbs now, they're going to drop all that stuff. Now they're just going to overrun us. They're not even going to play at that game anymore. All right? So she feels that it's fine to disrupt this news conference because Democrats are not getting their chance to continue to shut down the government, the fraud that they are. Keep that one for tomorrow, Henry. It's very illustrative of the game we play. And the only reason they get away with it a lot is the media. Johnson did a very good job at shutting that down. In other words, when it's the other party's news conference, you don't get to come in and start arguing at that. It's not the occasion for that. It's obviously with the media, who do your job anyhow to do that. But I sense that Houlihan is getting more and more aggressive. Maybe she's going to run for the Senate against Fetterman. Maybe. And she and these other two are the face of what's happened in the suburbs. All right, Congressman Jeff Van Drew will be next. We'll find out what he thinks of yesterday's results. It's so important to make sure our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and, of course, pure, clean drinking water. A lot of news about drinking water these days. Do what I did and count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. That Kinetico system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of the tap? Crystal clear, all natural water. Not only the best tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family, passionate about water, and they put those 46 years of experience to work for you. Their customer service, attention to detail, just fantastic. They'll come out, test the water, and show you solutions. Contact Martin Water Conditioning. They'll take great care of you. Go to martinwater.com or 800-887-7555, 800-887-7555. Tell them Dom sent you.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-323-8922. 800-323-8922. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-323-8922.
Hey, this is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. Listen, I know sometimes you worry about coming to see me because you don't want to invest in real estate, because you don't want to deal with toilets, trash, or tenants. I'm going to teach you a way that you don't have to deal with toilets, trash, or tenants, or even own any real estate and invest in real estate at the same time. You want to learn this, so go to investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com, and take a complimentary class this Thursday, and I promise you, no toilets, no trash, no tenants.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Go to TryLifeMD.com now and see the best options with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more. Brian was approved for insurance coverage and lost 100 pounds.
I love the fact that insurance covered almost everything because pharmaceutical prices are going through the roof. The first time I realized that LifeMD was working for me was when the hunger started going away. I never thought losing weight would be this easy. It's given me more energy. I would recommend LifeMD to anybody.
Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Does your home never seem to have enough hot water? With a Bradford White Infinity Tankless Water Heater, you'll never run out. The Infinity Tankless heats as much water as you need, whenever you need it. Plus, they're super efficient to save you energy and money. And like all Bradford White water heaters, they're built to be the best for years of reliable performance. So ask your plumbing professional about going tankless with a Bradford White Infinity Series Tankless Water Heater. Visit BradfordWhite.com today to learn more.
See why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive Insurance to stay protected on the road. See for yourself at Progressive.com.
Broadcasting live from the Piazza Auto Group Studios. Experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. Big issues, big guests. Congressman Jeff Van Drew with us here on the Dom Show. Congressman, welcome back in. Thanks for joining us.
Always good to be with you, Dom.
So you are somebody who's very savvy with Jersey, of course, and South Jersey in particular. Sitting here doing the election show last night, we had people I respect that know Jersey better than I, and I was buying in completely. This might be a one-point win by either side, two, somewhere around there. Suddenly, at around 8:40, Congressman, we see national people calling this for Mikey Sherrill. When you were last night, wherever you were, what was your gut instinct going into this, and what do you think happened?
So a lot of good questions. So I'll start with what do I think happened. Do I think this was winnable? Yes. Jack was a great candidate, smart, articulate, a Jersey guy through and through, all the way from being a good-looking guy to being, as I said, articulate and smart and very, very savvy candidate. He was a good candidate. So it's not the candidacy. But it is, I think, to some degree, certain things that happened. One, she did have significantly more money. People don't talk about that. Yeah, we have matching funds in New Jersey, but there are still the independent groups that go out there. And she was beating the daylights out of them on TV, radio, et cetera, everywhere. Now, understand something. It's important to realize that it has been since the 1980s, and you and I talked about this, since anyone who was a Republican, won the governor's position in the state of New Jersey against a non-incumbent governor. In other words, typically when you win the governor's seat in New Jersey, whether it was Chris Christie, whether it was Todd Whitman, they won against very unpopular Democrats. Democrats typically get in, they screw it up as they always do. Once they do that, then a Republican has a chance on the Democrats reelect. So it's been 40 some years since anybody ever did it. It was Tom Kaine Sr. back in the 1980s. And when he did it back then, he won by the narrowest majority, the smallest number ever in the history of the state of New Jersey. So we got to know this is a real hard thing to do. What else, Herb? The Democrats were geniuses. I remember how concerned I've been about two things, the shutdown and health care. And people are starting to get their notices in healthcare now. Good, solid, rock-hard conservatives, moderates, people that are independents and undeclareds. I'm not talking about registered hard Democrats. And they're concerned because their premium is doubling. I just talked to my chiropractor. It's going up. His premium is $1,700. It's going up to $3,400. And that's on top of that. There's a 17% increase that would have happened even if we did vote for the subsidy that is going to lapse. So we've got to deal with that health care issue quickly, efficiently. I think we need to make some changes, make sure illegals aren't getting it. Mm-hmm. A one-year extension during that year. We have then got to make sure that we come up with a really good alternative. But it wasn't there. That scared people. Republicans got the blame. Shutdown. It actually is the Democrats' fault. I won't go into explaining why, and I'm being objective, but nevertheless, we're the party in power, and we took a hit on that as well. It hurt Jack Cittarelli. Here's the final thing. She stole some issues. She took the energy issue and said she was going to freeze energy costs. She was going to make sure taxes and fees and were not going to go up as much and that housing was going to become more affordable. It's all nonsense. She won't do any of it, but she actually took that. We should have banged away on those pocketbook issues even harder. I don't care what happened when she was in Annapolis. I understand she heard some people were cheating and didn't report them, whatever. That's not what people are worried about right now. They can't pay their rent. They can't pay their mortgage. We've got to deal with those issues. And that's where the midterms coming up, because if we don't, we're going to lose the majority in the midterms.
What about, Congressman, though? Don't we need more engagement? These low propensity voters, again, and the only person in America that can convince them that they have to come out and vote, not just when he's on the top of the ticket, but when we have an election like that, I think that happened here too. We have people that just are conservatives or Trump people, but he's not on the ticket. They didn't show up and vote.
Yeah, they didn't show up. They didn't vote. You're absolutely right, and I was going to get to that as well. The low propensity Republican. If Jack Cittarelli got 2/3 of the vote in New Jersey that President Trump got, he would have won.
Right.
We even tried. President Trump and I don't know if you know, but the night before the election, President Trump and I did a teletown meeting. Mm-hmm. And we reached 600,000 people. But it just didn't do it. We needed, there was a lot. Gosh, I want to say this without not being too harsh. There's a lot of people who say they're working. There's a lot of people who came into New Jersey. There was all this fanfare and all this stuff. Dom, it's not the fancy stuff. It's getting in the weeds. It's making sure that your people vote early on the machine so you can really, really focus on the people who are less, that are low propensity Republican voters, and you got to push them out and get them out. You've got to do all that stuff. We didn't do that well enough either. There were supposed to be experts coming in. They were here. They got paid a lot of money. I don't know what happened with that. I know I run my own machine, quite frankly, in New Jersey, and we will do that. We will get a ton of people voting early on the machine so we can really mm-hmm. concentrate on them. But you're right. You're absolutely right. That is another piece of the puzzle. This was a perfect storm of bad stuff happening, but it does relate to Congress. I feel so bad for Jack. He wanted to do so many really good things for New Jersey, but it is what it is. We got to accept it. We got to buckle up. We got to get tough, and we got to get down to it, and we got to work hard on these midterms and not be stupid.
So with the shutdown then, all right, you're in that camp that this really bled over even at this point. Your advice is to settle this. The president seems to be linked with you, Congressman, on that. How about Mike Johnson and the Republicans, and what's the stumbling block inside the caucus?
They're not, as the leadership's not, and I respect Mike and I support him, and I'm a team player, but I speak out. As you know, we did a mm-hmm. letter. Even about the healthcare issue, I got 13 other people on it, and we sent that letter to Mike. And I think we should have been back working on other stuff. We should have been getting the healthcare thing settled, so people got a little less nervous and calmed down about that issue. But again, I think it's important to know that President Trump, and I've spoken to him about it, he'd like to see us get back, and he agrees. I was so happy to see this because I kind of went out there on a limb myself, and I think actually of all people, Marjorie Taylor Greene said the same thing. I said, we need to forget about the filibuster. If you're naive, not you, but I mean people are naive, if they think that because we have the filibuster and we abide by it, that the Democrats are, if and when they ever take over, that's nonsense. They won't even vote for a continuing resolution, a little mini budget bill. That's Biden's damn budget. It's Biden's budget.
All right, with all due respect, you know how to respect it, but come on, is that not the thing that is the nuclear option? We definitely have to use that now. Is that your argument?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That is my argument.
Okay.
What, you got right to the point.
Yeah.
I talked a lot about it, but yeah, it's not the good old boys club anymore. And the Democrats knew, but this is going to be settled, in my opinion. Let's see if I'm wrong. You can make fun of me next week when we talk. This is going to be settled within the week. The elections are over. They
right.
got what they wanted out of it. Now they're going to move on. This thing will be settled.
And the settlement, you think, will be that one-year extension. That's what you'd like. Is that where the Senate? Well, it's not with Johnson. That's not where the sentiment. So where's the settlement come from, do you think?
Yeah, so that's going to be interesting because Mike's got to realize not everywhere is Louisiana. And if we've got to win in Pennsylvania and we've
right.
got to keep our seats in New Jersey, man, we better do something. So he's not there yet. The president is willing to – the president is more flexible and just wants to make sure we do good next year and that people – he doesn't want to hurt people. He says that every time you speak to him. I don't want to hurt good people. Now, with that being said, what would I do? I'm just going to tell you. I would have a one-year extension
right.
and put some caps on it and some other modifications. I would explicitly state – legally in that mm-hmm. one-year extension that illegals absolutely could not receive it. No waivers, no nothing. They can't receive it. And then I would put that on the floor. Let Democrats vote against the bill that extends it and doesn't allow it for illegals. Let them vote against it. That's what I would do. And I'd put that up over and over again if they won't vote for it.
All right. Well, Congressman, thank you as always. Thanks for the insight into that. And no, I'm not going to be making fun of you on this. It's a solid position on this. I would agree with you. It seems to me now the dust settling, there will be a settlement pretty soon.
There will. There will be. Sorry to be so strident. I know.
No. Look, you know, I welcome that, and I hope you do, too. I just am very – I hear what you're saying about the Democrats. We blow that up. Why have the Democrats not blown it up then when they had the upper hand, do you think?
They dealt with it somewhat better, and they, by the way, in all fairness to Mike Johnson and everybody, we've got the media we're working against. You don't
right.
Do you real quick? You know how many good things in that big beautiful bill? People don't know about it. I bought a new car the other day. It's made in America. I'm going to be able to write it off on taxes. Everybody is who does it. We're going to have relief for people that are tipped workers. We're going to have relief for people that are overtime. 85% of seniors aren't going to be paying taxes on their Social Security. Damn it, nobody knows it. And then when it happens, when they go to their accountant and we file taxes and all, I don't know if they'll still know it because the media virtually doesn't talk about it. We have a very, very tough fight all the time. It's amazing we do as well as we do, but I believe we can even do better.
Absolutely. Congressman, thank you as always very much.
Thanks, Tom. Take care.
All right, Congressman Jeff Andrew. No, I'm not in the camp, and you know, when the dust clears on this of blowing up the filibuster, etc. You may be. You heard what he said. I think Jeff Andrew reflects where the president is on all this. With the shutdown, did the shutdown really bleed? Virginia, I buy a lot. Did it really bleed into Jersey that much? I still think it's not Jack Ciattarelli. I think it's the low propensity voter, and the only remedy is the president on that. And I know he did the teletown. I know all that. I'm talking about a sterner message, and I'm talking about an everyday message saying, this is what I need. You want the Trump era. This is what you have to do. Constantly saying that. If that doesn't work, well, then that's problematic. All right, lightning round, all-time movie prop coming off the Godfather Horsehead and my trip on the Godfather tour. Let's talk about my good friend, personal dental specialist and board-certified prosthodontist, my guy, my dentist, Dr. Robert Bentz. Exciting news to share. His daughter, Dr. Emily Bentz, has successfully challenged and completed her board certification. And that is no small feat. You know, the longer I talk with them, I realize how much goes into this. And now you have over with Dr. Bentz over 11 years of training and 33 years of experience between them. It's thrilling to know that Dr. Emily Bentz has joined Dr. Bentz in providing the best in customized and innovative care for the most complex dental issues like mine, in addition to the exceptional general dentistry services provided by Dr. Sarah Cooley Bentz. This is a dental family, without a doubt. So when you have an issue that requires highly specialized care, or perhaps a second opinion, I encourage you to do what I did. Call the Bentz Dental Group, 610-272-6949, or just visit their website, Bentz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com.
Veterans Day, join us as we salute our local heroes with a special live broadcast. From 6 a.m. to noon, we'll be at Bucks County Estate Traders, 1522 Bethlehem Pike in Hatfield, honoring incredible veterans from the Travis Mannion Foundation. Meet these inspiring heroes who have served our country and continue to make a difference here in our community. It's happening at Bucks County Estate Traders, the perfect place for unique treasures and now, a celebration of the true treasures of our community, our veterans. Be there Tuesday morning, November 11th. Get all the details at 1210WPHT.com.
Experience casino like never before at Bet365. Spin your way through your favorite games. Check out our awesome table games and face off against a real live dealer. And play exclusive games that you simply can't play anywhere else. New Bet365 players get a 100% deposit match bonus up to $1,000 plus spins. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. T&Cs apply.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that.
Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-9834. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-9834. That's 800-575-9834. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Follow Talk Radio 1210 on Instagram and Facebook at 1210 WPHT.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, hit us with that all-time movie prop, Bill in Bucks County. All right, Bill, what's yours?
Hi there. Happy Monday there, Dom. Mine is a car. It's actually an Aston Martin DB5 car, and it has very special features, like a machine gun, ejector seat, oil slick dispenser, missiles, laser cutters, jet booster, and a self-destruct system, all driven by Bond, James Bond.
I like the oil slick, too. The, you know, that's a nice subtlety. You're dealing with that. You're chasing that. You're going to get hit with an oil
slick.
Yeah,
exactly right. It is nice, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. How about a device that provokes a traffic jam like I was in on the Lincoln Drive today? That's
I can use that one. Yeah. Couple. Yeah. Exactly right for me from on Market Street.
David in Lexington, South Carolina. Hi, Dave. What's yours today?
Hey, Don, real quick. The voters of Philadelphia basically gave the Scott family the middle finger yesterday.
Yeah, and the Scott family and the others around that still praising Larry Krasner. I mean,
right.
It's David, it's insanity here.
It is. Well, my side answer is the all-time highest-selling at auction movie prop that came from a movie that basically was a chick flick about two women fighting over a pair of shoes. The ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz.
That's a beautifully put. It's all in the call. Joe in Columbus on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Dom. Welcome home.
Thank you, Joe.
If I can address Mr. Robespierre for a minute, grades don't matter if the curriculum stinks. And our curriculum has fallen by the wayside ridiculously.
Well, I mean, Joe, tomorrow I'll pop in with that. Today I didn't have time. That Jersey's no longer in the top two or three. That's just not the case.
No, and if you're required to take a typing class and type three words a minute and get an A, what good is it?
Well, absolutely, you know? Absolutely.
And I was just as stumped as you were last night, Dom. I was watching you. I was watching the ticker, and that was over. So, that was like Mitch Williams' gopher home run against Joe Carter last night.
Joe, it was one of my top 10 moments where I was literally floored. And again, Rich and Matt are closer to it in Jersey. So, you know, they're rooting on more. I'm more objective because I love Jack Cittarelli, but I'm not having to deal with it where you are. And when I saw those calls, it's preposterous. Well.
Dom, he did everything he could. I mean, his campaign was strong. I blame it on our education system. I go back to your summer series back in Bordentown Township with Bill O'Reilly when he said to everybody in the audience, they don't teach the Holocaust anymore. And that's not all they're not teaching. They're not teaching the downfalls of socialism. And we used to talk about that at our dinner table when we were kids. Mm-hmm. Our parents made sure we reinforced our parents, and they reinforced back on us that we knew which way the country should go. So it's our education system that's failing.
Joe, what's your side? Go ahead.
My side is not a movie, but it was the vehicle I first fell in love with, and I had to go out and buy the real T-top, but it was the real first T-top, and it was the original Bonneville Batmobile.
Wow. All right, Joe. Joe of Exton. Joe, you have to take listeners on a tour of Italy. They said you're an actor, though, and I said, come on now, no one. He gets the Academy Award every day.
Yes, hello, Dom. Good afternoon. And welcome back to the Dom Show.
Thank you, Joe.
After I present my answer, I have a comment.
Okay.
In the cowboy movies of the late 50s and early 60s, main state prop was the saloon, where the cowboy rode up to the saloon, tied his horse to a pole, then entered the saloon and stood there momentarily to give the room an overall glance. Then he would either go to the bar for a drink, go to a table to play in a game of poker, or else go upstairs to avail himself of the brothel.
Thank you. Joe, we'll get your comment tomorrow. The brothel I wanted to end on. Right on cue. Kirk, quickly, who do you like?
Quickly, since I was late coming in, but Aston Martin definitely can use that on Walker Street. So I'm going with
Gary Newtown, The Ring.
Yeah, I got to go with Gary. It was all in the call. He really did wow us with the call. All right, Gary of Newtown, you're the winner today. Hardly wait to hear Rich now with a day to think it over, his analysis. What the heck happened in Jersey particularly? Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You're one of the millions of Americans behind on your taxes. If you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-473-9933. 800-473-9933. 800-473-9933.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola, tailgating and watching the birds. It doesn't get any better. So stop by your local fine wine and good spirits and grab yourself a four-pack of Jack and Coke and Jack and Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. You can also sample some new flavors in a variety six-pack as well. All available at your local fine wine and good spirits. And all ready to drink in a can. Jack and Coke, born for the tailgate. Please drink responsibly.
Whiskey Specialty, Somerset APB, Jack Daniels Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks of Jack Daniels. Daniels Properties, Inc. Coca-Cola is a trademark of the Coca-Cola Company.
Is your car's lease nearing its end? Hoping to avoid the hassle of having to find your next ride? An auto lease buyout with American Heritage Credit Union may be the perfect option for you. With an auto lease buyout, you'll get to ride in comfort and familiarity while still making the most of your car's current value. You'll enjoy no payments for the first 2 months and a low rate. Your open road, your freedom, your American Heritage. Visit AmericanHeritageCU.org/auto to get started. Insured by the NCUA. Not a member? Join today. Equal opportunity lender.
Hey, it's Rich Zioli here with my friend Matt from Emmons Roofing and Siding. If you're like me, your house took a real beating this winter from all the snow, ice, and storms.
At Emmons Roofing and Siding, we're here to put it back together. We specialize in storm-resistant roofing and siding systems designed to last no matter what Mother Nature throws at it.
Well, Emmons is who I use and recommend, so call Emmons today at 856-556-3229 for a free roof inspection.
Or visit us at callemmons.com.
CallEmmons.com. Emmons, protecting homes one roof at a time.
Up to $3,000 above KBB is based on KBB excellent trade-in condition. Deductions apply for damage, reconditioning, excessive wear and tear, and above average miles.
Get paid to trade at TurnersvilleJeep.com. We're offering up to $3,000 over Kelley Blue Book trade-in value for your current vehicle. That's right, up to $3,000 over KBB for your trade. But that's not all. Shop our massive selection of tariff-free Jeeps and Ram trucks. Upgrade your ride today at TurnersvilleJeep.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/radio. That's ethos.com/radio.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The Supreme Court heard arguments today over President Trump's sweeping unilateral tariffs using an emergency powers law. It's a test of executive power, as correspondent Michael Wallace reports.
The justices grilled Solicitor General D. John Sauer, who argued on behalf of the administration, Justice Neil Gorsuch.
Does the president have inherent authority over tariffs in peacetime?
No, we do not contend that.
Attorney Neil Katyal argued for the businesses who have sued because the tariffs are hurting them.
They are tariffing the entire world in peacetime, and they are doing it, asserting a power that no president in our history has ever had.
The court could potentially deal a crippling blow to Trump's economic agenda.
Federal investigators have arrived in Louisville, Kentucky after the crash yesterday of a UPS plane. 9 people are dead, and that number could grow. Mayor Craig Greenberg spoke directly to families impacted by the tragedy.
I know there are simply no words that can undo what happened, that can provide true comfort at this moment with lack of information and pain that you're feeling.
The plane crashed as it was departing Louisville's airport for Honolulu. It was carrying 38,000 gallons of fuel, sparking a massive fire after the crash. The day after Zohran Mamdani won the mayor's race in New York City.
The White House hasn't reached out to congratulate me. I continue to be interested in having a conversation with President Trump on the ways in which we could work together to serve New Yorkers.
Trump had threatened to cut federal funds to New York if Mamdani was elected. A federal judge is questioning how the Justice Department has handled evidence in its criminal case against former FBI Director James Comey. Stacey Lynn reports.
The judge ordered the government to hand over all grand jury materials related to the investigations by tomorrow at 5 p.m. He said he felt the conduct of prosecutors has been highly unusual, rushing the case to indict the former FBI director while potentially violating his constitutional rights.
Jim Krasula reports on an ice cream recall.
Häagen-Dazs dark chocolate mini bars have been recalled because they could contain undeclared wheat. The recalled bars were sold in 6 count packages at Kroger and Giant Eagle food stores in 31 states. There have been no injuries or illnesses reported because of the undisclosed wheat, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
IBM says it's cutting thousands of workers as it shifts its focus to artificial intelligence. It joins several tech giants in staffing cuts as they invest more money into AI. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. This is CBS News.
The annual Progressive Keys to Progress program provides vehicles to deserving veterans, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more at keystoprogress.com.
WPHD, WPHD, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
So, how was your night? Did you have a good night? Did you enjoy watching the election results? Did you have fun? Hey, look at the bright side. It wasn't a late night, so you probably got some sleep. I mean, I didn't. You probably didn't either. And it could be worse. We could be New York. Look at it that way. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210. You're going to need that number because today's a day I want to hear from you. Not fearing from me. I want to hear from you. And John, my man John, is ready to screen your calls. So 855-839-1210 is the number. And of course, you can also weigh in on our YouTube chat. You can tweet me or X me. It's always still strange to say that. At Rich Zeoli, if you want, you can do that. But here's the thing. I what can I tell you? I did not see this coming. The whooping that Jack got yesterday, I didn't see it coming. Now, look, I try to analyze these things, but I need data to analyze them. And the data was all showing that this race was in, I mean, from very trusted political firms, polling firms, Atlas Intel, Trafalgar, and this race was in the margin of error. He lost by 13%. So these polls were off. Even the Fox News poll had Mikey Sherrill up by 7, but that was still off because she won by 13. And I'm not doubting the sincerity of Trafalgar or Atlas or any of these other polling organizations. I'm just telling you, they called 24 right. They called 20 right. They called 16 right. And they really got this one wrong. I mean, really wrong. So you could probably understand my frustration when I'm on, say, I'm sitting there watching TV and they've got Sean Hannity doing a town hall with Jack, which is great. I mean, I'm glad that he's doing a town hall with them, but he brings on the pollsters from Trafalgar and they say that this race is within 1 percentage point. I'm watching that too. I'm sitting there. Bridget and I were sitting there watching it. Okay. And then I see Atlas Intel. They say the race is actually, it's like 0.9% apart between Jack and Mikey. Then I look at what's going on the ground. And I was there. You know, there's a lot of people prognosticating today who were not there. But I was there. And I'm not saying that like, oh, pat myself on the back or anything. I'm just saying I was there to see the evidence with my own eyes of what was happening. And I saw enthusiasm. I saw people coming together. Did I want to be in Wildwood, New Jersey outside on a cold Friday? No, like there's other things I could have been doing, but I did it. And I saw the enthusiasm. The mornings that I went to Gloucester County to speak or the nights that I went to other Republican events to speak. And I said this on X today, and a lot of people did this. You made sacrifices. I missed Claire's last soccer game of the year. I felt really bad about it, but I also thought I'm trying to give her a better future. So hopefully Jack wins and I don't have to worry about my daughter with the indoctrination in school and she'll have a better life and doing my part. But I was there. I mean, I was rolling up my sleeves and I was doing everything I possibly could. I didn't say no to anybody who asked me as long as I was able, like physically able to be there, I would go. I would speak, I would rally, whatever it took. It's just funny listening to a lot of prognosticators today who I did not see at any of these campaign events for Chitterelli. I didn't see them in Mount Laurel the night that we were there outside of Rowan College on a chilly fall night. They weren't there, but now they've got all the answers for everybody. And they're also criticizing people like me and Matt Rooney and others for apparently giving you false hope. Now, let me be very clear here. One thing I do on this show, and you know this, is I tell you whatever I'm thinking. There's no filter. There's no prep. There's no ability for me to lie. I'm not bad. I don't have the memory for it. I really don't. So when I tell you something, it's from the bottom of my heart because it's the only capacity I have. And what's the point of selling false hope anyway? Like, what is that? Like, for what? So that we could lose and then I could turn around and go, oops, that's stupid. Who would do that? I didn't make a penny off this race. I didn't ask for any speaking fees from any of the Republican organizations that I spoke to, and I was up and down the state. I was all over the state. Morris County and Cape May and Gloucester and Burlington, and I was wherever they would have me, Atlantic County. I went. I didn't ask for any speaking fees. I didn't ask for any donations. I did all these things because I wanted to win. And it's just, it's funny because today now there's these people who are commenting and they're like, oh, well, guys like you selling false hope about Jack. We looked at the same data that you were looking at. And the data showed that this was a 1-point race. The data was horribly wrong. And I know that 70%, Jack got 70% of the people that turned out for Trump in 2024. Where was that other 30%? Where were they? And this is what I was saying over and over and over again on the radio, which is Jack can win. It's like Saturday morning when I was in Gloucester County, or Sunday morning, whatever it was. And I was saying that and people were like, Jack will win. And I said, no, he can win if everybody shows up. Now, yesterday I was with Fela and we were in New York and we were hanging out and we were busting chops and we were joking around. And I was like, oh, Chitarelli's got this. I'm betting money on this. But I always said in a serious setting, he can win this if Republicans turn out. So, for example, when I was on with Dana on Monday for her podcast, I said that exact thing. And I said, if we wake up Wednesday morning to governor-elect Mikey Sherrill, it'll be because the low propensity Trump voters did not show up in the numbers that they needed for Jack to win. Well, guess what happened? The low propensity Trump voters didn't show up. And now we have governor-elect Mikey Sherrill. So that prediction was accurate. And what I said every single day on this program was Jack can win if Trump's voters show up. Now, when you've got these polling firms like Trafalgar and Atlas, and you trust them because they were right, they've got a great track record, and they say it's a one-point race, what am I supposed to make of that exactly? Am I supposed to, at that point, go, ah, BS, it's a blue state, it's Jersey, there's no chance, forget it, come on the radio and say to you, don't even bother, what the hell, she's going to win. Is that a better option? I'm not really sure about that. I don't think so. So I said, look at the momentum. Look at how the polls have changed. He's gone from being 20 down and now it's a dead heat. Everybody was saying it was a dead heat. So then we said this election depends on turnout. And she turned out more Democrats than we did. Jack exceeded how he did in 2021. And yet he still lost because Mikey was able to get more Democrats out to vote for her. And Trump is the double-edged sword. And I just wrote a piece about this at FoxNews.com. He's the double-edged sword. What I mean by that is Jack needed to get Trump's voters out. Mikey used Trump as the boogeyman in everything to get people out. And down here in our listening area, we did not see a lot of the commercials that were running up in North Jersey, but she was killing him in North Jersey over the canceling of the Gateway Tunnel Project. So that's the big tunnel project that's going to go from New Jersey to New York and add extra lanes for the trains and everything like this. And she was killing him because Trump terminated it over the shutdown. That's a project that Schumer wanted. Trump terminated it. And you heard what I said last week on America Reports when I was debating that Democrat. I said, reopen the government, you'll get your tunnel project back. Democrats did not want to reopen the government. They were not going to reopen the government. They didn't want to reopen the government because they wanted government workers in Virginia angry so that they would show up for Spanberger, and they did. They didn't want to reopen the government so that Mandami could be out there and talking about how all these people were starving to death without SNAP benefits. And they didn't want to reopen the government so that Mikey Sherrill could be out there saying that Trump killed the Gateway Tunnel Project and now all of you North Jersey people are going to be stuck in traffic even more. So when you look at the map, you look at Hudson County, Essex County, Union County, Morris County, Somerset County. These are all counties that are, and Bergen County too, these are all train line counties. These are all counties with the commuter rails. And Jack didn't do well in those counties. I mean, for me to look at Morris County as a blue county, a county that was always a Republican stronghold, is freaking heartbreaking. She was killing him over that. And Jack didn't have a lot of options here. Because he put out a tweet saying, I disagree with the president on this, and I will always stand up. But that's all he really did. And he couldn't really do much more. Because if he went out there and he really took on the president about this, then Trump voters would have stayed home. So he just doubled down on his message. And Mikey Sherrill was just pummeling him over this in North Jersey. And it was hard for us to see down here because, A, we don't do that. We don't commute to New York for the most part. We're not taking those train lines. We're not hearing those commercials. She wasn't spending the money on that stuff down here. All her ads were geo-targeted for people that were up in North Jersey. So she was killing them on that, and we didn't see it. And then the other thing is that she's selling this fantasy to people that she could freeze electricity rates.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.